is Dorothy Sekler doing a recorded interview with Samuel Coutts in New York on April
13th, 1964. The gallery was officially opened in 1945, although it was in existence from 1944 when we began to subsidize Robert Motherwell and William Baziotis. The first show that we had in 1945 was that of Léger. The reason we opened with a Léger show was because I wanted to tell people immediately that we were an international gallery interested in quality. And although our dominant interest was to be in showing the abstract expressionist movement, completely new at that time, I yet wanted to show men of comparable interest in Europe. We opened at 15 East 57 and stayed there until the through the spring of 48. In the spring of 48, something happened as a result of the show we had had in January of 47, when we had gone to Paris to pick up a show by Picasso, and did so well with that and a couple of succeeding trips to Picasso, that he suggested that my wife and I give up the public gallery and take an apartment in New York where we could show his work, and also an apartment in Paris where we'd be for 6 months of the year, and he was to give me the names of the European collectors. This probably was so enticing to become the world agent for Picasso that we deliberately gave up the gallery and took an apartment at 470 Park Avenue. And the whole apartment, of course, was covered by Picasso paintings. We gave this up in not too long a time for a very curious incident. We found that as private dealer, anyone who had a big dinner party and who had nothing to do with his guests would think it would be perfectly all right to bring them over to our apartment and spend the evening discussing Picasso, so that we had very little private life. In addition to that, one of my largest customers was Stephen Clark, who had already purchased 6 or 7 paintings from me by Picasso. And I had just received a wonderful picture by Picasso that was subsequently sold. And I wrote Mr. Clark thinking this would be just up his alley. On Saturday morning, I was sitting in the living room, unshaved, my hair uncombed, in pajamas and a robe, drinking coffee and reading the morning paper, when the doorbell rang. We had always suggested to the building that someone must be announced, and consequently, when I went to the door, I thought probably one of the employees of the building, but there was Mr. Clark, all dandified, dressed to the hilt. He could not have been more embarrassed, nor could I have been more embarrassed. And he couldn't get out fast enough. This was a picture that I knew that he would have purchased under any other circumstances. When my wife